Well, greetings to everyone. Thank you for listening to this recording. Although it's interesting how you are listening to this recording right now. And I am recording this right now. In that way, we just proved that time does not exist. Instead, it is always the right now moment. It almost seems a little silly, doesn't it, to think about it in that way? When you leave somebody a voice message and they listen to it, both the message and the listening to the message occur in the same moment, right now. So we can try to overthink that, or we can just know that we live in a perpetual, beautiful now moment. And that time, the actual hours on a clock, is something that mankind created. In the Hawaiian tradition, there's a little saying, I'm going holo holo. Holo holo, as I understand it, means I'm going to go. I'm going to travel and journey around and see some things. And I'll be back. When any of those things occur, I do not know. But at some point, I'm here, gone, and back again. Holo holo. I don't know where all that came from, but after all that, I'll tell you that it's probably somewhere in the agreement of time around 12:30 on a day of the week, another fabrication of human beings, a day of the week called Thursday, on a calendar day contrived again by magnificent creatures called humans, of July 2nd, I believe, 2020. Whoever thought that would happen, wasn't it just Y2K and the end of the world as we know it? Whatever it is, here we are together in this moment. So as we come to our meditation today, I would like to lead us in a sort of a guided meditation where we're going to go through the astral body, which is to say the subtle body or the chakra energy centers within our human body. And of course, this is a very, very ancient, very deep study of human beings, but deeper than that, of the energetic presence of divine life in human beings. So I'm sitting here and I'm going to put my feet flat on the floor with my knees somewhere over my ankles, and I'm placing my hands flat down onto my tops of my thighs, and my back is rested against the back of a chair, and spine is just awake, holding my body erect. And I just tell you that to invite you somewhere in a similar position. And this is just mainly so that there's no kinks in the joints of our body, so that everything's as open as it can be. And then some people, me included, I like to open my hands so the backs of my hand, of each hand, is resting on my thighs now. So my palms are face up and my fingers are just soft. And you notice, if you're able to do that, that your hands become like almost like little cups. I think of it as the leaves in the forest that reach up like this and catch water. And so our hands are up in a gesture of receiving of whatever it is that you might need. So this brings us to an interesting little place in meditation and prayer, which are essentially the same things, of setting an intention. What do you need right now in this moment? The funny little thing about that is when you look, a lot of times you realize in the moment you actually have everything you need. It's when I think about what comes later or what has been in the past that I suddenly feel like I need something. However it is, come into this moment and check yourself out. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And then simply set an intention. Some examples of intentions are concentration, calmness, presence, focus, forgiveness, allowing, releasing, understanding. You know, we could go on forever. What is it that you would most like to bring to this moment or to learn from this time together in meditation? Don't worry if you don't find an intention right away. Maybe it will come to you during this time. If you did find an intention, imagine it now coming into you, into the open receptivity of your hands, your palms, the crown of your head, or like sunshine bathing you in its presence, so that you are imbued with the possibility of realizing your intention. Now, we go to the feet or the lowest point of your body that you can feel. And we open it up as if there was two corks on your big toes or one big cork at the base of your spine, wherever you're feeling the bottommost part of your being, your body. And we only do that to let melt away any tension, any fear or anxiety or worry. Just let it just melt away from you and into Mother Earth. And then recork it, seal it up again. And imagine now your feet, or again the bottommost part of your body that you're aware of, rooted into Mother Earth. Just like the roots of a good tree, imagine you have those same roots coming out and going into Mother Earth to grab a hold as a foundation. If your eyes aren't already closed, maybe gently close your eyes It is possible to meditate with eyes open, and so always feel free that you can do that. And some people like to have their eyes so gently closed that there's actually a slit in the eyelids. But because your inner vision is raised towards the spiritual eye, that vision is like a faint blur. But just notice how soft your face is and how relaxed your eyes are so that your inner eye opens. You can call this the eye of intuition or the eye of deeper knowing, deeper seeing. Now again, notice the presence of your physical being. And after our little exercise of releasing all those little aspects that usually cause us to twitch and move in meditation, you may notice that your physical being feels sublimely empty. And really, we know that most of our being is empty space. So really what we're doing is realizing in a more true sense what we are when we realize the emptiness. And now, if you will, bring your attention right to the nostrils. And if you can, breathe through your nostrils if you aren't already. But try not to change your breath. Instead, feel the very texture of your breath as it enters at your nose and exits at your nose. Right now, the only thing is the breath flowing in and out. And now notice where your inner gaze is. And if through that single eye, you can look up physically at the point between the eyebrows, almost as if there's already a pathway there to union with the divine. And then notice how your physical breath becomes a sort of spiritual breath and flows along this channel. Notice now that all of the meridians of the body have opened up. The meridians are the subtle energy pathways that run along all channels of your body. Right now, you may especially feel in your index finger, into your heart, and into your big toes. Like a little gentle buzzing or tingling. And this is part of your subtle energy body. If your gaze has slipped from that spiritual eye, try to lift the inner eye again, as if you were gazing deep into the cosmos. Your breath has now become not only physical, but also spiritual. And now, keeping the gaze lifted as we spoke about, bring your awareness different from your gaze into your belly. And notice the breath here. If possible, let your breath expand. Just one more full inhale and exhale, as expansive as you can imagine. And then after that exhale is completed, let your breath just naturally soften to its natural state of being and forget about it. And now notice your inner gaze, again, lifted to the point between the eyebrows and deep into the cosmos. Keeping the inner gaze here and your attention here, begin to move your attention only through the very center of your brain, past the pineal gland and into the medulla oblongata at the base of the brain, at the top of the spine. Lift through the crown of your head in an internal sense until you feel like your spine is becoming very much longer, with very much more space between each of the vertebrae. In the same way, ethereally, imagine your shoulders going back and down and your heart expanding open. Gaze between the eyebrows, attention now in the very heart center, behind the heart, next to the spine. Attention at the spiritual eye. Gaze at the spiritual eye. And now let just the attention fall again from the spiritual eye to the medulla, into the heart, and then down the spine into the base of the tailbone. And then the perineum, which is the very, very bottommost part of the pelvic floor. Bring your attention here while your gaze remains at the spiritual eye. And this is the Muladhara chakra, the root chakra, the red chakra. Energetically, our connection with Mother Earth. Let a sense of deep grounding come over you now, where you know that you are connected internally and eternally to Mother Earth. Attention at the root. Inner gaze at the spiritual eye and feel the connection. And then keeping the gaze fixed at the spiritual eye, move your attention from the root chakra up the spine just a couple of inches until all of your awareness comes into the lower pelvic region. And this is the Svadhisthana chakra. The element of water, connecting us deeply to the water, both in our physical body and that comprises a great majority on our planet. The color orange. and just in front of the sacrum in the body, the small of the back. Gaze at the spiritual eye attention in the pelvis, and then raise the awareness up again a few inches to the navel in front of the spine. Manipur chakra, the element of fire. Relative to digestion and assimilation. And so we do the work of cleansing the internal organs now with the sacred fire. The deeper purpose of digestion. And this brings a very enlivened sense into the body. Yet all of these energy centers, these chakras, are subtle in nature. They deeply influence all of the physical activities of our body. All right. Gaze at the spiritual eye. Attention behind the navel. At the spine. Moving upwards now. Even farther. To the space behind the heart. Anahata chakra. Green in color. So we've moved from water and earth, fire, into the heart chakra, and air, the element of air. Divine love, devotion, compassion, and deep connection. Gaze at the spiritual eye, attention just behind the heart along the spine, and we move up now. Into the lower throat, where the voice box is. Sky blue in color, Vishuddha chakra. And we begin to move now from earth and water, fire and air, into ether. The throat chakra, where we begin to speak our world into being. Inner gaze at the spiritual eye, attention in the throat. And move the attention now up the spine, gently curving right into the medulla oblongata, at the base of the brain, at the top of the spine, the color indigo, and the super ether, where we begin to surrender our life to a greater life force. And we begin to feel the subtle energy in a much deeper way. See the depth of the indigo color. And feel yourself suspended in divine life and energy. And then move the attention now from the medulla through the brain into the pineal gland and connect that energy with the inner gaze at the spiritual eye. Where the blue turns into a rich, vibrant violet color. And the higher vibration of the super ether begins to make itself known as your omnipresence. And keeping the gaze fixed keenly, now as the spiritual eye, you can feel the pure energy of prana coursing through all of your subtle energy channels, through your spine, into every extremity. And then back again, with the unwavering gaze fixed upon God. That now the crown at the uppermost part of your spine that's beyond physical matter opens, and the bright white light of spirit shines through every aspect of your being beyond all qualities, and we meditate deeply upon the presence of the divine as our very life.